I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver, I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
This Friday,
some babies getting made tonight.
Not here on company property.
You're invited to the office Christmas party.
Hashtag greatest party ever.
Who are you sending that to?
Everyone in Chicago. Yeah.
Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, TJ Miller, Jillian Bell, Vanessa Bayer, Courtney B. Vance, with Kate McKinnon and Jennifer Aniston.
Did you rant a live baby?
Yeah, for the nativity scene. Quiet. It's cheaper than you think.
Office Christmas Party, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters this Friday.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. For the Bears, they got a win yesterday. They are now 3-9 on the season after beating a San Francisco team that has had even more trouble than the Bears have had this season. And for Matt Barkley taking over in an interim role at quarterback, Coach John Fox said he looked a lot better earlier on yesterday's game.
He started faster, you know, even in the conditions we were in. They weren't real conducive to passing. Whereas a week ago, you know, there was a couple balls I know he would tell you he'd like to have back, and so would I.
192 yards for Matt Barkley in yesterday's victory. So the Bears now will take on the Lions Sunday. Monday Night Football is on the Score tonight. The Jets take on the Colts. We've got that broadcast starting at 6:45. It'll be the Trailblazers visiting the Bulls tonight at the United Center, and the Bulls are going to do it without Rajon Rondo, suspended one game by the team for conduct detrimental. This was after he had an altercation verbally with an assistant coach on Saturday, for which he apologized the following day, and everybody seems to think it's all cool now. He's just going to serve that one-game suspension tonight. Doug McDermott is closer to returning. He has been assigned to the D-League as he's trying to come back from a concussion. In baseball, with the winter meetings happening this week, the Cubs are not going to bring back Aroldis Chapman. That's not any real news for us, but what is John Morosi reporting the Cubs have talked to the Royals about Wade Davis and are considering that. John Heyman is reporting the Nationals are meeting with the White Sox this afternoon on Chris Sale. Boston is also involved, according to Heyman. Elsewhere in baseball, the World Baseball Classic announced a list of players that have committed to the event in the spring. Javier Baez will play for Puerto Rico. Jose Quintana is going for Colombia. Also, Mark Melancon, the closer, has signed a four-year contract with the Giants worth $62 million. And Rich Hill has a new contract, a three-year deal worth $48 million. He will stay with the Dodgers. And LSU running back Leonard Fournette has announced he will forego his senior season and enter the NFL draft.
Hey, Box.
Yo.
That cut you played from John Fox, he said that Matt Barkley started faster this game?
Yeah, I think he means he got off to a better start. Okay. It didn't take him time.
All right.
I'm just within the game.
This is double checking. He didn't complete his first pass till 1:43 left in the first half, if I'm not mistaken.
He started faster, you know, even in the conditions we were in.
Okay.
They weren't real conducive to passing. Whereas a week ago, you know, there was a couple balls I know he would tell you he'd like to have back, and so would I.
Yeah. Technically, his first completed pass didn't come until 1:43 left in the first half.
Yeah.
It's a fast start, though.
Hey,
now, there was one pass completed that was brought back by penalty, but so that doesn't count. So his first completed pass was 1:43 left in the first half.
I'd hate to see a slow start.
Okay. I thought what was interesting is how he spoke about Floyd, and that even when he was praising him, he kind of wasn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, because he probably forgot what he was saying when he started talking.
Well, he's like, you know,
he's been off to a great season.
He did pretty well. Could have used that earlier.
He started faster, you know, even in the conditions.
You know, he did pretty well. Could have used that a lot earlier, but thanks. That's kind of how it seemed.
All right, thanks, Bobby.
Yeah. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on right now. And the Cubs are world champs, in case you didn't know. And 670 The Score, Shaw Media, and the Daily Herald exclusively bring you a special keepsake to cherish this moment forever. Chicago Cubs world champs will be at your local newsstands. In fact, it's already there, so you can relive the 2016 season now. And also order a copy by calling 844-358-CUBS.
He started faster.
CBS Radio is a business partner with this magazine's publisher. Maybe he just means in terms of speed. Maybe just walking around and running faster. I don't know. It's a must-have and the perfect gift for any Cubs fan. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Eric at home.
It is not Cam Newton who starts tonight, but Derek Anderson. Play action, throws it short off the hands of Tolbert, and it's intercepted on the deflection.
NFL writer for Yahoo Sports.
Eli Manning gets the shotgun snap, is back. Big rush. He's hit. He's set. Ball up around down.
That's what you call a defensive meeting at the quarterback.
On a weekend when the Patriots took time to commemorate Tom Brady's first Super Bowl championship, this franchise's first Super Bowl title, he becomes the winningest quarterback in NFL history.
Read his work at the Shutdown Corner blog.
And the gun goes Taylor.
Matt got it from behind. He slips in. The ball's free. Khalil's got it again. Another strip sack to take the game for the Raiders.
Dustin Colquitt to punt. It's a fake. They snap it to the up man. Humbling into the end zone. Touchdown. Albert Wilson, 55 yards as they stun the stadium on a fake punt run. And the Chiefs expand their lead to 10, 26-16, 12:52 to go in the third quarter.
That is the last thing anybody was thinking.
Eric at home with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Eric Edholm is on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. He is on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Well, we saw plenty of winter yesterday with the Bears and the Niners. And Eric, I think the Bears fans are trying to sort of deal with and compartmentalize the fact that not only did they win, they look great. And it probably says more about their opponent. But after this slog of a season and all these injuries, there were certainly some nice notes to take from it.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, it looked like the Bears have identified one of their key pass rushers for next year in Leonard Floyd. I know, you know, he missed those couple games and everybody was sort of worried about that. And for him to come back and play the way he did was terrific. And you know, the more you look at the last two draft classes, especially this year's, you start saying, okay, you know, I know there wasn't a lot of excitement on draft weekend because if it seemed like they missed out on a couple guys or maybe they traded up for Floyd when they, you know, gave up a little bit to do so. But all of a sudden, this class is rounding into form, and maybe Matt Barkley is rounding into one of the top three quarterback spots for next year. I don't know where he fits, but I think he might fit into that picture if he keeps going the way he is.
This segment with Eric Edholm is brought to you by Napleton's River Oaks Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lansing, second to none since 1931.
There's a lot of football we have to get to, but with the way the football morning started was with the news that Jeff Fisher and GM Les Snead, but more so Jeff Fisher, were given contract extensions through 2018. And Jeff Fisher's record is 31-43-1 in just over four seasons.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he seems like a nice enough guy. You know, we watched him in Hard Knocks this year, and he says all the same coachy things that other coaches say. He just never wins anything.
Yeah, and my buddy texted me yesterday, and he was like, who does he have pictures of?
Yeah, that seems to be a common question. But I just, what does it mean that we live in a football world where this keeps happening?
Well, first of all, I think the Rams were crazy not to have announced this contract extension when it happened, because it was signed in the preseason. And that would have been the ideal time to do it, because, okay, at that point, Jared Goff was struggling, and nobody was saying, okay, this guy's got to come out and start week one and be a world beater. They understood this is a process with him and all that. So when you've kind of adjusted people's expectations a little bit and sort of hinted that, this may not be the greatest season of all time, bear with us a little bit, that's sort of the time to do it, not when you've already lost the game. I have no idea why they kept this quiet. Now, granted, when the chief operating officer, Kevin Demoff, he just happens to be the brother of your agent,
uh-huh,
that kind of relationship is certainly going to help Fisher out when it comes to negotiating. I mean, I don't know if you call it a conflict of interest, but certainly you would say that that helped maybe grease the wheels. I mean, the way I've been told, and everybody's trying to quietly defend this thing out in L.A., but their stadium opens in 2019. They're gearing up mentally and, you know, otherwise for that season to be big. Really, if they struggle next year, it's not the biggest thing in the world either. They're trying to build a foundation, and it's going to take time. The LA fans aren't really on board yet, so this is just sort of just one step along the way.
But it also means that this particular offseason, usually this time of year, we're already talking about what coaches are going to be where and who's going to jump at what. And it also is intercut with what's happening in college football, because of now we have the increasing cross-pollination there. The NFL looks relatively stable coaching-wise at this point, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the two worst teams in the league, the Cleveland Browns and San Francisco 49ers, I don't believe are going to switch coaches, which is unusual. At least one of those teams. And even in recent years, we've seen some one and dones too. You know, one got 1 year wonders. Now, I've been kind of led to believe that Hugh Jackson, before he ever signed a contract with the Browns, said to him, "Hey, listen, you have to guarantee me that I'm getting more than a year, because this is not an overnight sensation here." So I believe that that was sort of part of the agreement there. So Hugh Jackson will be back coaching the Browns next year. I think Chip Kelly is going to be back. You know, Oregon doesn't seem like an option for him. He's turned it down or whatever. So I think he's going to be back. Fisher's going to be back.
Jacksonville, maybe? Gus Bradley?
He's gone. Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it like that, but I can't see a way he comes back. So, yeah, I mean, it may only be a handful of teams. The interesting one is Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati. I don't think he'll get fired. I think there's a slim chance he could step down. There have been some, you know, quiet little rumors that either this or next year could be his final year.
All right, staying in the Bears division, the Minnesota Vikings are now the second place Vikings at 6-6. When they lost to the Bears on Monday night, it dropped their record to 5-2. They've since gone 1-4. They're now 6-6. I said after that Bears game was over, I looked at their schedule and said they will finish the season 8-8. They have at Jacksonville versus Indy, at Green Bay, and then they finish up here in Chicago. What are the chances that they go 2-2 these last four and finish 8-8 after going 5-0?
Yeah, I mean, and the Vikings back in 2003 had almost the same situation. There have only been, I think, four teams that have started out 5-0 or better and not made the playoffs. But this is what it's kind of looking like now. And yeah, I mean, everything that's gone wrong up there this season between, you know, Adrian Peterson's injury, Teddy Bridgewater's possibly career-threatening injury, and now Mike Zimmer, the head coach, he's back now. But this eye thing, you know, I mean, tearing a retina, detaching a retina on having eye surgery basically the day before a game. I mean, that's insane. And they've had, you know, injuries on the offensive line. That's one of the worst units in the league. So they're trying badly to hang on right now. They've been swept by the Lions, so their chances of winning the division at this point are almost impossible. You'd have to be a meltdown and have the Packers not do anything. So it's kind of crazy. You know, there was so much excitement when they beat the Packers, opening of the new stadium week two. It was like, wow, this team could be something special. They were talking about, you guys heard it, the next 85 Bears defense. Well, that hasn't happened either. So there's a lot going on out there, and it's been tough to prevent the snowball from happening.
A lot of love for the Chiefs out there right now, despite any history and despite the perennial tease that they seem to be with laying numerous playoff eggs. Here it is again. And this, well, is this the year? Is this the breakthrough? Is they finally deliver on their promise? It just seems to me that coming out of this week, that one of the real headlines is, boy, look at those Chiefs again.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been saying it for a few weeks, and I know everyone's talking about the Raiders and Patriots. I think this Chiefs team is legit. And now, having witnessed what happened in Atlanta this weekend, the way they won that game, I realized they had to sort of blow an 11-point lead there in the second half in order to achieve it. But they've won now three games in fairly improbable fashion. The comeback, 17-0, down 17 points in Carolina. The overtime win against the Broncos, in which they clanged in the game-winning three-pointer there. And then this past week in Atlanta. And for Eric Berry to have the emotional homecoming, that's where he went to chemotherapy treatment. You know, I mean, you just can't write scripts like this. And maybe the writer in me is getting a little too caught up in all the Pollyanna stuff here. But I'm telling you, you know, with their defense and they have playmakers on offense, even with the Alex Smith limitations, I really think they have a chance to do some damage in these playoffs. I don't know if they're a Super Bowl team, but they kind of have that special season feel to them.
That's the perfect backing band for Alex Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Smith and the limitations. He throws to one side of the field in the West Coast offense. Let's put your hands together. You know, my moment of the week, though, was Raiders punter Marquette King doing the rhythmic gymnastics, celebrating the roughing the kicker penalty by picking up the flag and dancing with it and picking up a 15-yard penalty of his own. That was awesome.
Oh, I mean, that one play embodies the Oakland Raiders. If you haven't tuned in and watched this season, they are the most fun team in the NFL, bar none. I mean, you know, they can win a game despite committing 23 penalties. You got to see what they're all about, right? I mean, the comebacks, the craziness, and then this punter who just so happens to be this, like, vaudevillian performer here. I mean, he, you know, like you said, he gets a flag, he gets run into on a punt, and then ends up getting it kind of wiped out, essentially, because he gets this thing up and does, like, a little flamenco dance with it. So it was absolutely the best moment of the game, best moment of the week 13, and, you know, up there for a moment of the season. Pretty fun stuff right there. And, you know, they too have to be mentioned as a team that's, you know, I mean, they're just having fun. They're talented as heck. And if they can win this game Thursday, kind of roll towards winning that AFC West, who's to say? Maybe their final season in Oakland is a special one.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are currently in first in the NFC South at 7-5. They've won four in a row, and that may have started with their victory over the Bears when a lot of people picked the Bears to beat the Buccaneers. They are at a -8 in net points, and yet they lead their division. They're two games above 500, and if the playoffs started today, they're right there in it. How have the Buccaneers done this over the last 4 weeks?
I think there are a couple of key ingredients. One is the passing combination of Jameis Winston and Mike Evans. I mean, that's doing a lot of big things right now, and if you can't shut them down, you're going to have a hard time beating them. But number two is the defense, and frankly, I didn't see this one coming when they lost that Thursday game before that win streak there to the Atlanta Falcons and just got blown out. I think they gave up 46 points or whatever it was. Time and time again, the Falcons just marched down the field, you said. All right, that's it. You know, not seeing much here. And it was Mike Smith, former Falcons coach, mind you, who's running that defense. He made a few changes. They got a little bit healthier on that side of the ball. They have some young guys playing in those roles. And all of a sudden, they're this playmaking defense that has to be put in, you know, maybe the top 10 or 12 units in the league, whereas they look like one of the bottom five units in the league at one point. So defense, Jameis Winston not afraid to make big throws. Mike Evans making huge plays. That, to me, is the formula right there.
If the Indianapolis Colts beat the 3-8 New York Jets tonight on The Score on Monday Night Football, a game you will hear starting at 6:45, they will be 6-6. That means they will be tied at the top of the NFC South with Woo-hoo! Houston and Tennessee also at 6-6. How does this shake out, and who's actually good among those teams, if anybody?
Yeah. That's a fantastic question. Maybe the team that was on bye. I mean, the Tennessee Titans are, you know, kind of the little darlings of that group, and so they would all be sitting there at 6-6. And you know, the Colts, you talk about my negative point differentials, they're in the minus 30 range right now, and I think the Texans might be minus 50 off the top of my head.
Yeah, but they say their offense is primed to explode. I don't know if they mean score a lot of points or actually explode.
Yeah, explode, implode, one of the two. I don't know which, but yeah, I mean, and you have the owner basically saying it's unfair for you guys to get mad at the quarterback, Brock Osweiler. I mean, come on, this is getting ridiculous. So it almost leads me to believe that if Andrew Luck is healthy and that line can protect him, it's going to be them or the Tennessee Titans and, you know, and Marcus Mariota and another team that's kind of come on of late. So, yeah, I've given the Texans plenty of chances, but, you know, they don't seem like a team that's kind of built to last at this point. So Colts don't excite me in any way. Titans might be sort of the intriguing flavor of the month, but I don't think any of those teams would be favored in a home playoff game. I really don't. I don't think there's any matchup that would have that be the case.
Eric, thank you. We appreciate it. Always look forward to our time on Bears Mondays.
All right, Phil.
Thanks, Eric.
That is Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports Shutdown Corner. We will talk with Bears tight end Zach Miller about his team's winning performance at 5 o'clock.
Now, you mentioned Marquette King from Oakland and doing what he did. And, you know, you could look at it and say, that's just dumb because you're going to get a penalty for it. But they're still having fun.
It doesn't mean I don't like it.
Right. And they're 10-2, right, aren't they? And they're on top of the West Division. We come back from the break. I want to contrast that with something that we saw in the Bears-Niners game yesterday.
Okay, and we're also, when we come back, going to give away a copy of the Joe Madden book. We're going to party like it's 1908. That's next on The Score.
Bears beat the 49ers. They're now 3-9 on the season. We're covering the victory, but also looking ahead to their next matchup with the Lions. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
And that segment with Eric Edholm was brought to you by Ghostbed. Supernatural sleep comfort delivered right to your door. Visit ghostbed.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Kansas City Chief Eric Berry had himself a weekend playing in front of family and friends in his hometown, repping custom purple cleats to promote awareness for Hodgkin's lymphoma, an illness that he beat. He played the game of his entire life, stepping in front of two Matt Ryan passes to score a pick six before halftime and a pick two to rip away a W in Kansas City's one-point win. You cannot make this stuff up. Berry stepping in front of a Matt Ryan pass and taking it to the house and delivering the football to his mom, who is waiting in row two. Then with the game on the line and late in the fourth quarter, there's Barry again stepping in front of another Ryan pass and delivering a matching football to his father. Disney would have called this one too preposterous. Eric Berry nearly single-handedly won that game for Kansas City, and without question is one of the great stories you will ever see in any year in any sport. I'm Jim Rome.
This Friday,
some babies getting made tonight.
Not here on company property.
You're invited to the office Christmas party.
# greatest party ever.
Who are you sending that to?
Everyone in Chicago.
Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, TJ Miller, Jillian Bell, Vanessa Bayer, Courtney B. Vance, with Kate McKinnon and Jennifer Aniston.
Did you rent a live baby?
Yeah, for the nativity scene. What? It's cheaper than you think.
Office Christmas Party, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters this Friday.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best eggs, a dollar off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Number 33.
All right, so how do you make the Xfinity X1 system even better? And it's the best right now. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. Well, what you do is you add Netflix to it. That's right. If you have the X1 system from Xfinity and you have a Netflix subscription, well, you can access all of your Netflix stuff through the X1 system, and that's how you make it better. Maybe you're looking for a movie to watch for the weekend, and you call it up using your X1 voice remote, and then you click ways to watch, and it shows you could rent it for $3, $4, $5, whatever it might be. Or it's right there on your Netflix and you just watch it because you already have that subscription. The X1 system is great. I mentioned the voice remote, the X1 DVR, where you can watch one show, record up to five others, access the Xfinity TV app, which is the most used app on my smartphone. And if you have Xfinity, You use it a lot, too, because you can go through Xfinity On Demand. You can even access your DVR through the Xfinity TV app. The X1 system is that good, and it's even better now with Netflix. A couple things I can recommend if you haven't seen on Netflix yet. House of Cards, which I absolutely love, and Bloodline with Kyle Chandler is two seasons in so far, and it really is exceptional. Something you can catch up on now through your X1 system with your Netflix subscription. So that's how you make something that's awesome even better. You add Netflix to the X1. And right now, new customers can get started with the X1 Starter Double Play from Xfinity for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. You get stream picks included, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. But I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Just go to Xfinity.com. You can call them at 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. And while you're there, ask them about other services and products that they have for you and your family. And also, take advantage of their expertise. They can walk you through the entire X1 system, so you'll be an expert before you leave the store. Now, this incredible offer for the X1 Starter Double Play expires 1/31/17. You have some time, but don't wait. Do it before you get wrapped up in the holidays and forget about it. It's Xfinity X1 Starter Double Play for $89.99 a month. Just go to Xfinity.com or call them at 1-800-XFINITY.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Watertower, Orland Park, Chicago, Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world.
Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If you are caller 6 to the contest line right now at 312-591-6700, you'll win a copy of the book, We're Gonna Party Like It's 1908. It's all about Joe Madden, filled with stories from Joe Madden's life and career, a book that gets you inside what really makes this legendary man tick. Visit cbschicago.com/MaddenBook to see where you can pick up your copy today. We still have a pair of $50 vouchers to Jiffy Lube Signature Service Oil Change to give away between now and 6 o'clock. And Maddie had something he was looking at that he wanted to tell us about.
I was?
Yeah, didn't you?
What was I looking at?
You said you had something?
I did?
Yeah.
When did I say that?
Right before we went to break?
I did? What did I say I wanted to look at? Oh, I remember what I wanted to look at now. We'll do it after the update.
What was it?
Scoreboard update.
About Marquette King and penalties and something to compare that to in the Bears game.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's your turn, Box. Sorry.
From the Northwestern basketball update. I mean, I don't really care. You can keep talking.
I know you don't care.
I mean, I care about you.
I know you do.
I don't care about Dan.
He cares about me. You don't care about
him. Okay. Yeah, I don't care about Dan.
About your craft.
But this is your show, so what you do whatever.
Technically, it's your time right now. You have 35 seconds left. Go.
All right, well, then I better just tell you about the sponsors then. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Let me know when my time is up, by the way. The Bears win a game 3. They are now 3-9 of the season. That is the fourth worst record in the NFL if you're keeping track of their draft status as of right now. They're going to take on the Lions on Sunday. Nice game for Leonard Floyd coming back from the injury. He was scared when it happened, though, against the Giants.
It didn't scare him because I felt like I was fine, but the trainers told me they was doing protocol, so I had to listen to what they was trying to tell me to do, and I just went on with it.
Yeah, and he did come back from that concussion, and so he is okay, was able to play, and should be good to go again against the Lions this Sunday. Monday Night Football is on the score tonight, Jets and Colts, the broadcast at 6:45. For the Bulls tonight, no Rajon Rondo. He has been suspended one game for conduct detrimental to the team. That's after he had a heated argument with one of the associate head coaches Jim Boylan. That was during Saturday's loss to the Mavericks. And they will play tonight against Portland, so this will be the game that he sits out. Baseball winter meetings are ongoing. The Cubs say Kyle Schwarber, in fact, will not play winter ball this year. They had been discussing it. The team also says ticket prices for next season are going to go up 19.5%. The Nationals have serious interest in Chris Sale. That's according to John Heyman. The team reportedly, or both teams, talking with each other today. And closer Mark Melanson signs with the Giants. Rich Hill stays with the Dodgers on a 3-year contract. The Chicago Steel take the ice this season at the Fox Valley Ice Arena in Geneva. Affordable family fun entertainment starts at $10. Go to ChicagoSteelHockeyTeam.com for tickets. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Jingle all the way in a new Mercedes-Benz at Auto House on Edens during the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Experience outstanding year-end offers and an incredible selection of new and pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Auto House on Edens in Northbrook or at AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
All right, so Maddie, in the Oakland game yesterday, you talked about Marquette King and the penalty he took for roughing the kicker, picks up the flag, dances with it, and slams it down and gets the 15 yards. Now, in yesterday's Bears game, there was a situation where there was a punt blocked.
Right.
Pat O'Donnell's punt was blocked. And
yeah, Ben
Broniker
didn't really have something, a game that he wanted, I don't think.
It was recovered by the Niners and should have been an easy run into the end zone, but he gets pushed out of bounds at the, and that was, I think it was Sean Drone. And he might have been called Sean Drawn by the announcer. He's pushed out of bounds at the 4 yard line. Or was it Robinson, maybe? It was blocked by Drone, and then Robinson recovers it and then runs it, gets pushed out of the 4, but thinks he scores a touchdown, lays down, and does a snow angel.
Right.
And then eventually gets a 15-yard penalty.
Right.
Which at that point was 3-0, and then it ended up being a field goal again. That's just the difference between a smart team playing well and having fun and being on a bad team and committing dumb penalties.
I hate the fact that that's a penalty, but that's maybe not your point. It just, that shouldn't be a penalty to make a snow angel in the end zone.
Well, for excessive celebration. I mean, but that's what the rule is now.
He's not using the ball as a prop.
But that's what the rule is. It doesn't matter.
I know, I hate that rule.
Yeah, I don't agree with it either. I mean, it should be gone, but it's a bad rule, but it's currently the rule. And when you're on a bad team, that kind of stupid stuff can't happen. Because that might have changed the complexion of this mm-hmm. game from 6-0 to maybe 10-0. You just never know. But that's why that's the difference between playing on a good team that's winning, mm-hmm. where you can do dumb stuff and have fun.
The Raiders are in a... Well, see, that's sort of always been the Raiders, though, that they've made their reputation historically. Is that they live on the edge. They don't play by your rules.
Well, that's just Marquette King, too, because he's been doing that, and that's just who he is.
Right.
He's kind of a character. But it's the difference between being on a winning team sure. that's playing good football.
No question.
And you can't allow for those dumb mistakes. That stupid type of behavior.
Westside Cliff is out today. He's on the score. What's happening, Cliff?
What's up, Cliff?
What's up, guys? I'm a little depressed, but, you know, I'm okay.
Why? Why are you depressed?
Bears, man, you know.
Oh, it's not worth that strong feeling at this point.
I know, but Dan, actually, it's a good depression because I actually like what I've seen this season, to be honest with you. I mean, I knew going into the season, we have nothing. I mean, when this staff came in, we have no players or nothing. They're kind of getting rid of the old and bringing in, you know, new people.
Okay.
With that being said, I want to ask you guys a question. Now, I know it's a lot of controversy around Fox and, you know, should Fox stay or should he be fired?
Oh, he's not going anywhere. I really hope not. Okay.
And you know what? I hope not, honestly, because what I see out of the Callahans and I think, honestly, I don't want to overshoot myself, but I think it may be something special in Floyd. And then next year we got, you know, possibly a top 5 in each round. I'd like to see him stay and put this together. So even if he does go, say, in year 3 or year 4, he leaves the next coaching staff with some good players. That being said, honestly, and I know they don't want to say the word rebuild or whatever, but what do you guys truly think of what's going on beyond just them losing?
Well, Eric Edholm, I think, put it nicely, and you know, we talked to Matt Bowen about it, that maybe this draft class isn't so bad. And I don't think you're overshooting at all when you say that you hope Leonard Floyd's special. He was drafted to be special. He's supposed to be. When you trade up in the first round of the NFL draft to get a guy who's now considered a significant skill position player, you're damn right he's supposed to be special.
Right. And now that he's actually allowed to do what he can actually do, and we've seen some growth in his game, and that's what comes with understanding the speed, and instead of having to think through a reaction, that it just happens.
Leverage, angles, formations, likelihoods, etc.
Well, just the whole mental aspect of it, where instead of as a guy drafted out of college and starting your rookie year, you have to think through the processes and a step. And by the time you're done thinking, the ball's already, you know, two plays down. Like you're screwed. Where now he just reacts because that's what happens naturally. And you saw the development of the secondary moves, which happened on the sack. He steps outside, breaks inside, and gets an easy sack and throws the guy to the ground like he's a child. We've seen growth and development, but for me, a lot of the criticism was coaching because they were not allowing him to be in the right position to be successful at what he can do.
We'll have to see what weight he's supposed to carry and what they eventually want him to be and what his body type is going to be. But at the moment, enjoy the fact that you've got one of the top defensive rookies in the league.
He's leading all rookies in sacks. And 7 through 9 games.
And a guy who, what's the record, I want to say, is 12 for the Bears by Mark Anderson in 06.
That sounds right.
Right?
Yeah. Anderson. I don't know the exact number, but it's Anderson, yeah.
Very, very fluky because of attention paid to other people, most notably Tommy Harris, who is doing such work inside that nobody could really block him, and it was freeing up Harris just for some straight speed rushes and some one-on-ones. And you know, he had a fabulous year and never really delivered on any of that early promise. But sure, I'm not going to get mad at you for trying to think that the glass might be half full with John Fox, but for me, it's primarily a Ryan Pace issue more than it is Fox. And if Fox is at worst, if he's a replacement level coach, you know, maybe you get a 1 year delay in the Fox rebuild, and perhaps next year that if there you get the snap back a little bit. And a lot of that is just going to be if they can figure out if these injuries are bad luck or some kind of trend based on what they're doing, how they're training, how they're preparing. Because if the injury thing keeps up at this rate, none of it matters.
It is Mark Anderson 12 in 2006.
Okay. That's what I thought it was. But that might be a bad example because, and members of the bad examples, because he never was much more than that ever again.
Right. But here's a better question, though. Rookie season punting records for the Bears. The stat is punts. Do you know what the record number of punts is for a rookie in a season?
Total punts?
Yes.
For a rookie punter?
Dave Finzer.
Give me time. You didn't even let me guess, Dave.
Well, I don't know
Finzer.
What you're doing over there on your computer. You could be looking it up and being a cheater. Well,
that wouldn't be any fun.
It's 1984, Dave Finzer, and how many punts did he have his rookie season?
84, because the offense struggled due to Jim McMahon's inability to stay healthy. Steve Fuller quarterbacked a lot of that year.
What's your guess?
Total number of punts?
Yes.
70.
Tanny, a guess?
83.
Correct, 83.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. it's right below the Mark Anderson thing. That's the only reason I saw. No.
Yeah, that's a lot of punts for a really good team, for a 10-6 team.
Yeah, how about rookie receiving touchdowns?
Rookie receiving touchdowns.
There are two players tied.
Alshon?
Nope.
David Terrell?
Nope.
It wasn't Conway.
Cap Boso?
Nope.
No.
1954 and 1961.
Johnny Morris.
No. Harlan Hill.
Harlan Hill. Pro bowler.
And?
Coach
Ditka. Yep.
There you go.
Coach Ditka.
What does that say?
Shut up.
It's terrible
is
what it says.
That's so bad.
It's awful.
That's so bad.
Well, I mean, that's the Bears, though, and this great tradition and their history. I mean, look at the number of records Jay Cutler has now.
Here's the thing about
this. And whose records did he break?
By the way, the Snow Angel penalty, apparently, according to a ton of feedback here, was not excessive celebration.
It was unsportsmanlike.
It was team celebration.
Right.
So there was, it says Randall Cobb made a Snow Angel yesterday, was not flagged. It was choreographed group celebration penalty.
Right. It was an unsportsmanlike. Right. For doing that.
Right.
Right.
Because we all remember how horrible the Fun Bunch was and how it just made us into worse people.
But it doesn't matter.
It made us hate the NFL.
That's the rule. Stop and then, it. But it's the difference of being right. on a winning team that can do that and being on a losing terrible team where you can't afford those mistakes.
He's Matt Abaticola in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll talk with Zach Miller. Always fun of top of the hour on Bears Monday. Also following very, very closely what is going on with the negotiations, trade talks at the winter meetings involving both the Cubs and the Sox. Latest from Ken Rosenthal is that the Cubs are talking with the Royals about possibly acquiring Wade Davis. Power arm. You have the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One.
Have you or a loved one been injured in an auto accident? You need representation you can trust. Hi, I'm Alex Memon, founding partner of the Memon Law Firm, sharksatlaw.com. Accidents are terrifying and can happen to anyone. Let the Memon Law Firm take the worry out of your hands and get you the compensation you deserve. Auto accident? Injured? Call in the Sharks at Memon Law Firm. Your Sharks at Law. Sharksatlaw.com. Call us at 312-878-2357.
Choose the theme and the length of the gift deliveries. You add the recipient and you're done. It could be gaming. It could be anime. Exclusive, awesome products from top gaming and entertainment franchises. We're talking about Marvel and Batman and Harry Potter and Fallout and more. And then each month there's a theme and there's a mix of the best in gaming and pop culture. it's for this particular person on your gift list. Maybe it's your kid or a niece or nephew or grandkid. Cool, limited edition, exclusive stuff, shirts, gear, and collectibles, all packed into a box and shipped monthly. So if you want to make everyone jealous with your gift-giving superpowers, go to lootcrate.com/Dan, and then you will get these special savings on 3-month, 6-month, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's LOOTCRATE.com/Dan for this special radio promotion. LootCrate.com/Dan.
This Friday.
Some babies getting made tonight.
Not here on company property.
You're invited to the office Christmas party.
# greatest party ever.
Who are you sending that to?
Everyone in Chicago.
Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, TJ Miller, Jillian Bell, Vanessa Bayer, Courtney B. Vance, with Kate McKinnon and Jennifer Aniston.
Did you rent a live baby?
Yeah, for the nativity scene. What? It's cheaper than you think.
Office Christmas Party, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters this Friday.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Now available in new apple spice flavor.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Are you looking for quality eye care for the next phase of your life? VSP Direct has individual vision plans to meet your unique vision care needs. You'll get great coverage on eye exams, progressive lenses, and frames from a VSP doctor you can trust. Call 855-401-1432 to start seeing the next phase of your life more clearly. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details. 855-401-1432.
Highland Park.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We talked about the success Fox had. He brought both Carolina and Denver to the Super Bowl in his second season with both organizations.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, who are the big additions there? You got to build your team through the draft. He gets Julius Peppers when he's in Carolina. He gets Von Miller when he's in Denver. He's gone out and got Leonard Floyd. You know, is Leonard Floyd going to be the guy? You look at what those big edge rushers have done in Carolina, in Denver, with John Fox and that defense. And, you know, you look at Leonard Floyd, went out and got him 9th overall this year. I think he is going to be a good player. I think he could be one of those guys you have to worry about in pass protection. Can he be a Julius Peppers? Can he be a Von Miller? Bears fans are sure hoping so. But that's one of the things that, John Fox goes to as he starts to build that team.
I think he's got more sacks than Julius Peppers this year. Let the record show.
Does he?
Yeah, he better be. It's like, can he be? When you draft a guy there, you trade up to get him, you say the things you said, he better be.
Right. He better be disruptive and get sacks and be that special player.
Right. That's exactly what he's supposed to be.
Some things from the winter meeting. Mark Gonzalez, Kyle Schwarber will not play winter ball. Also, Jed Hoyer said that, this is nice, too.
That Jason Hayward, that if you're talking about that, I saw a note that he's going to actually live in, near the facility in Mesa.
He bought a house so he can work on his swing with Eric Hinsky. That's just great. That's, you know,
he bought a house.
This is what Mark Gonzalez said, that Hoyer said Hayward bought a house in Arizona.
Okay.
I got to work on my swing. I'm going to go buy a house.
What about my hitting house?
My hitting house. Right.
Heading down to the old hitting house.
You heard of a stabbing cabin? Yep. I got a hitting house.
Yep. It's, everything is all just the entire house is decorated with like
it's all about hitting
diagrams of right. proper hand position. He's just, it's all hitting all the time.
Chuck Garfine tweets out that Rick Hahn says White Sox have a wide open frame of mind.
Yeah. I noticed Scott Merkin also said that Rick Hahn won't use the word rebuilding, but it's clear when Rick Hahn talks that that is exactly what they're doing. And I think you could divine
right.
that based on the general tenor of everything
yeah, and
that's going on with the White Sox.
Apparently they're really looking to move Todd Frazier over this offseason as well. Because as Rick Hahn explained why they brought back Brett Lowry, that his flexibility and the ability to play third was actually mentioned. So
even if he's another guy that's being a penis.
Right. Jeff Passan tweets out the Mark Melancon deal. Did you see this?
60?
Front loaded. Gets $20 million signing bonus, $12 million up front, and is guaranteed 34 over the first 2 years.
Well, that's probably because of the way that the luxury tax is going to phase in, right?
Yeah.
You're better off front loading.
Right, for now.
Spreads
right.
out average annual value. It's better to have to spend more now than have it count against you harder later, I'm
Correct.
Guessing, right?
Right, absolutely.
This note from Rudy about the Cubs raising season ticket price. If you're just joining us,
Rudy.
The average
movie reference
price for the Cubs is going up 19.5%. But like most smart teams, the games that are not as desirable, you can probably still get in for $6 or $7. And they know they've got all sorts of algorithms and data that allow for another one of your favorite interns, Surge Pricing.
I love Surge Pricing.
Yeah, Surge Pricing. That's just good business now in for various companies to make sure that what is most sought after costs the most and it isn't being taken advantage of more by secondary markets. That they're able to control the cost of it is in the primary market and get value for it's not going to be some 40 degree Tuesday night game in April that you're going to be paying that much for, but for the season tickets that include all the good stuff, they got you on the hook. So he says, I'm surprised the Cubs didn't raise prices more than they did. My wife's company has those expensive seats that Bruce Levine was mentioning, and they wouldn't even blink at an extra $3,000. And I took my niece, who was visiting from out of town, over to the ballpark this weekend to do the touristy take your picture in front of the World Series champ sign on the marquee bit. There are still enough people that I had to wait in line to take a good picture around all the construction. And the massive humanity around all the merchandise, still buying anything you can think of. It says World Series champions, like their meatball zombies is sort of amazing. And members of Meatball Zombies. No, every Walgreens, every Jewel, Osco, every CVS, any place that has anything that says Cubs World, towels are going for $10. I said the shot glass is $15. I mean, you put official Cubs World champions on a piece of paper, on a coaster. Members of the coaster that you could actually, people are paying for it.
Now, the gas station I go to in Libertyville is right on Milwaukee and 176. And you walk in
the BP station there.
Yeah, they that's a Shell.
Okay.
The BP right across the street. I always go to the Shell. They always have a better selection of Slim Jims. They have,
sir, you have a fine selection of Slim Jims today. They hand you a daily list. Would you like the pizza flavor?
Don't get started with people and what they bring over to you and
all right,
get in trouble again. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they have a whole end cap that's just dedicated to World Series champion, the Cubs World Series championship stuff. Mm-hmm. Like just different things. Koozies and hand towels and, you know, coasters.
Right.
And it's just crazy.
And people buy it.
Yeah, people. And oh, yeah. I mean, it's half empty.
Right.
Right.
All there were people at the Jewel. And apparently the Jewel I was apparently patronizing illegally
right.
outside of Darien. What are you?
Wait, did you go to Jewel or Jewels?
I went, no, over by there, by the Jewels.
Okay, so you're at the Jewels.
And I'm telling you, somebody came up to me, you don't live around here. What are you doing here? What? I'm in some sort of no-fly zone.
Well, yeah, you felt like he was yelling at you, but I'm sure he was just socially awkward and wanted to talk to you and felt intimidated by you, the great Dan Bernstein.
Yeah, I'm so intimidating while I'm there looking at Bartlett pears.
Looking at expired meat.
Right. Well, then I felt self-conscious about going over and looking at it's not expired. It's expiring.
Okay, you're right. It's not expired.
It is not expired. Well, the animal has expired.
Yes, but I hope.
Look. Those dates are...
Here, kids, here's a chicken. Kill it and eat it.
The dates are BS. They don't mean anything.
I don't care. They scare the crap out of me, so...
And even if it starts to discolor a little bit, that's just the carbon monoxide wearing off.
You know what I always get screwed with is the milk. The whole milk thing.
At least it's not the milk.
No, it's not milk. It's okay. Milk. But because milk always smells bad.
Really?
I think it always has a funny smell.
You sure that's milk?
Yeah, no, I know it. No, you open a thing of milk, you got a gallon of milk, you open it up, I think it smells bad. I think it always smells bad.
Sometimes if there's dried milk around the top of the cap,
no, it's every time. You think I've had dried milk on every gallon I've ever smelled?
If you pour it into a glass and then smell it, it shouldn't smell bad.
All right, I'll try that. Because, hey, smell this. Smell bad? Yeah, always smells bad. You could buy it and the date could be 3 weeks from now. It's going to smell bad to me.
Okay, because I don't know what smells bad about it. Unless all
milk just smells bad. I think milk smells bad.
There's no real smell to it.
Yep.
There shouldn't be.
Okay.
There isn't a milk
smell. So you think milk is scentless?
Fresh milk is practically scentless, yes.
Practically. So now you're admitting that there's a scent.
Well, I don't know. You're just...
30 seconds ago, there had no scent, and now there is a scent.
You're just sensitive to it, I guess. I don't know. All right.
I just don't like milk. Or milk.
Or milk.
See, this texter, Alex, says milk smells horrible, always. Thank you, Alex.
What?
All right. Or he tweeted me.
We'll talk about more important things on Bears Mondays.
Hardly.
As Zach Miller is going to join us on the Score.
Bears beat the Niners. That makes three wins on the season. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. We're covering the victory. Also looking ahead to their next matchup with the Lions and where their status in the draft has dropped. Get ready for the game with us. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for...
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Hey, guys. Why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you. And everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. JakesMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Now available in new apple spice flavor.
This Friday.
Some babies getting made tonight.
Not here on company property.
You're invited to the office Christmas party.
# greatest party ever.
Who are you sending that to?
Everyone in Chicago.
Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, TJ Miller, Jillian Bell, Vanessa Bayer, Courtney B. Vance, with Kate McKinnon and Jennifer Aniston.
Did you rent a live baby?
Yeah, for the nativity scene. What? It's cheaper than you think.
Office Christmas Party, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters this Friday.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers. like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best eggs, a dollar off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher.